why is it that my grandparents in the 1940s, coming back from World War II, why didn't they demand that their churches offer Glenn Miller big band style church? And their parents, why didn't their parents after World War II demand jazz church when jazz was big in the 20s? And why in the 1890s weren't the people demanding ragtime church? You see, something changed in the 60s and 70s in America to where now all of a sudden people demanded their favorite popular music style to happen in church on Sunday morning. We lost something. Some great assumption changed about what church is. And it changed from, I believe, the assumption that church is its own thing with its own purpose, with its own culture. And now it became to be viewed as just simply another part of my life. Well, everything in my life, I get the kind of music I want, the kind of entertainment I want. And so it's no longer viewed as having its own unique direction and culture and way of doing things.